This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. An effort to brighten Valentine's Day for nursing home residents is happening in Stevens Point. Derek Tritz has the story.
Love is in the air, blowing in from all over the country and into the hands of the residents at Stevens Point Health Services. The Central Wisconsin Nursing Home began their third annual Valentine's Day Challenge on January 7th, inviting everyone from NFL teams, watercolor artists, and everyone in between to send in their best Valentine's Day cards. The challenge originally started as a way to help residents with loneliness during the holidays, according to the nursing home's life enrichment director, Becky Rossman.
Some residents don't have families, and sometimes the holidays can be kind of sad for them. And they said it would be nice to reach out to people to have them share a positive message.
Last year, the residents at Stevens Point Health Services received over 3,000 Valentine's Day cards, spanning 45 states and even countries abroad.
Last year, we received cards from Germany, Brazil, and Australia.
Despite receiving a card from the Baltimore Ravens, they have yet to receive one from the Green Bay Packers. The nursing home is currently sitting at 83 Valentine's cards and will be taking cards right up until Valentine's Day on February 14th. If you're interested in sending a card of your own, more information, including the mailing address, can be found on the Stevens Point Health Services Facebook page.
The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters are holding their host family recruitment event next month. If you're interested in becoming a host family for the 2025 Rafter season, you're invited to attend the event on February 15th. It will be from 2 to 3 p.m. at the Wood County YMCA. Just for attending, you'll receive two tickets to a 2025 Rafters game. It's Winter Salt Week, a chance to bring awareness to the efficient ways of using salt to keep our roads safe and knowledge about the damage salt causes in our waterways. Allison Madison is the program manager for Wisconsin Saltwise. She said every snowstorm is different, and so are the ways municipalities are dealing with snow and ice.
Snow fighting is both an art and a science.
Madison said rock salt can bounce and scatter off roadways. At highway speeds, they can have upwards of 30% of material loss.
By applying salt brine, like, all the salt stays where it's needed.
Excessive salt use in the winter contributes to the salting of our freshwater system, hampering the organisms who help keep the water from turning green.
When the salt levels go up, zooplankton populations go down, and we have more algal blooms.
You can find more information and events at wintersaltweek.org. After over a century, Master Lock's run in Milwaukee is coming to an end. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A parent company, Fortune Brands Innovation, plans to close the Oak Creek office. They'll consolidate operations at a new headquarters in Deerfield, Illinois. 120 employees will be impacted by the move. The consolidation is scheduled to take place between July and September.
Here's a correction from yesterday's story. The new $200 million high-performance computing facility planned in Wisconsin Rapids won't be built within the Old Mill property. The plan is to build on land owned by the Consolidated Water Power Company west of State Highway 34. The land is located near hundreds of acres of former paper mill property that is still available for redevelopment. Digital Power Optimization, Inc. expects to break ground and begin vertical construction on the AI computing project in 2026. You can find more local news and sign up for our weekly newsletter at WFHR.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks defeat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another win for Milwaukee, 125-110 over the Utah Jazz. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why would the refs call a flagrant two foul on the Bucks' Andre Jackson with less than a minute left to play.
Late in the game, my opinion, the refs are probably trying to keep the game clean. I think Sexton and Dre were getting into it, and honestly, I think they believe get one of them off the floor, so nothing happened. So I get it. I didn't think it was a flagrant two, but it, you know, I think that's the reason.
The Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trail Blazers. College basketball, the Badgers travel to Maryland to play the Terrapins tomorrow night. Wisconsin now ranked 17th in the nation. NFL, the Green Bay Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a contract extension, adding on an additional 2 years. Bisaccia is assistant head coach and special teams coordinator, and Luke Getsy has returned to the coaching staff as an offensive assistant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Reruns are not just for 1980s TV shows. Most of the money that flowed in from the box office this weekend is from films that have been out for anywhere from 2 to several weeks. The exception did open number one this past weekend. Lionsgate's Flight Risk opened with a $12 million take. The movie looked somewhat ridiculous in the trailer, but Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch frontman Mark Wahlberg now happens to be a bankable movie star. No word on if him appearing bald in the film affected the box office. The movie only drew about 20% positive reviews, but audiences seem to view it a little more favorably. Looks like something we've seen before, but maybe that's why it opened number one. Coming in second place was Disney's Mufasa the Lion King, which is in its sixth week of release. In third place was One of Them Days with Kiki Palmer and SZA, which has been a nice surprise hit for Sony Pictures, pulling in good reviews and good audience marks. Rounding out the top five were a couple of swell sequels, Sonic the Hedgehog 3 and Moana 2. There are all kinds of benefits to having a younger host of Wheel of Fortune, especially when it comes to explaining internet slang to your letter-turning co-host, Vanna White. Vanna White posted a picture of her and her son cooking together on social media, which brought her son lots of attention, with people referring to the picture as a thirst trap. Not judging, because I had to Google it myself, but White said she had no idea what that was, but luckily, her young whippersnapper 50-year-old co-host Ryan Seacrest set everyone straight. Say what you want about Jennifer Lopez, but she is a showbiz juggernaut. The pop icon actress, who has a tendency to make headlines for all the wrong reason, just righted the ship with a standing ovation after a screening of her new film at the Sundance Film Festival. Lopez stars in the second film adaptation of the novel Kiss of the Spider-Woman. Jenny from the Block says this old-fashioned musical version of the film is one she's always wanted to make, and that witnessing a standing ovation actually made her dream come true. How can that awful Ben Affleck not love her? Well, the 2025 Super Bowl is set. It will be the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, which most people don't seem that excited about. The Chiefs will be trying to three-peat, something that has never been achieved in the Super Bowl era. The Philadelphia Eagles scored the most points in an NFL championship conference game ever, but unfortunately, they can't save some of those points for the Super Bowl. Here's hoping for a good game. Timothée Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. The Oscar-nominated actor came under fire for a line he ad-libbed while playing an exercise class instructor, making a joke about recently deceased President Jimmy Carter. The joke was mostly met with cringe, but people who defended him countered it was just a joke. So to summarize, Chalamet, who plays a Nobel Prize winner in a movie, made fun of a Nobel Peace Prize winner on Saturday Night Live. How noble? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy today and breezy. High temps in the mid-30s, wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, a few flurries still possible. It'll remain breezy with lows in the mid-20s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.